This is the brief on converting short-term mission trips into long-term service pipelines. So if you've ever wondered why thousands come home from short missions completely fired up but never actually commit long-term, researcher Mark Harris has the answer. Based on the massive 2025 launch survey, he explains exactly how to fix this drop-off between just experiencing global needs and truly committing to the cause. First, we've got to shift from completing projects to real discipleship. You know, most trips are amazing at showing folks the world's needs, but they completely fail to integrate that experience. To build a real pipeline, pair your participants with long-term field workers for genuine life-on-life spiritual formation. We literally have to stop treating them like tourists, just checking off tasks. Second, you need to offer a whole spectrum of trip durations, because length really matters. While multi-month trips are crucial for experiencing the unglamorous reality of cross-cultural life, Gen Z actually craves shorter, 1 to 2 week exploratory vision trips. It's all about providing tiered entry points to match their exact readiness level. Finally, you absolutely must nail the post-trip follow-up. That 72-hour window, right after someone gets home, that is their absolute peak moment of motivation. A designated leader needs to personally reach out right away for a structured debrief. Don't just ask, "What did you see?" Instead, ask, "What is God saying to you?" And then give them a clear, low-barrier next step. By intentionally redesigning trips around discipleship and locking in that immediate follow-up, you can turn a brief spark of inspiration into a lifetime of deployment.